Gene Ritchie was the youngest of 14 in a family they called the Singing Family of the Cumberlands. And they got some nice recognition. Gene went to New York City as a young woman. She was college educated. And she met and married a filmmaker and a photographer named George Picow. And they had a beautiful life together. They were married for 60 years. And he filmed them, the Ritchie family, in 1955, approximately. It was called Kentucky Christmas. It was on some kind of network television show, and you can actually access a video of that online. It's a fascinating thing to see. And they gave little snippets of some of the things the Ritchies were doing in their house in eastern Kentucky, their modest cabin. And at one point, they start singing the song Brightest and Best, and that is a beautiful hymn that is associated with Christmas, but I think if you asked Jean what her favorite song was, she would say Brightest and Best.
Many of us have memories of a first Christmas tree, if you had one in your home, and Jean Ritchie is no exception. Here's her recollection of the first Christmas tree that entered their house in eastern Kentucky. I reckon the new Christmas and the ideas of presents and the tree, Mom read about in a paper or book of some kind. She used to keep the post office over on Clear Creek, and she got to read all the papers that came through for folks. Anyway, the stories of how Christmas was celebrated off from here got to Mom, and she decided one year to make a Christmas tree for us. Dad and the others, Uncle Wash and Uncle Isaac and them, they thought it was all foolery and wouldn't be much of help about it. But on the day before Christmas, Mom called me to come, her eyes just a-shining, and said secret-like, "Put on your coat. I want you to help me do something." I got my coat and ran out with her. I could tell by her way that it was something nice. "What is it now, Ma? Where are we going?" She kept smiling quick little excited smiles, and she said, "I want us to go hunt up a Christmas tree." Gee-o, I could have tucked wings and flew, as they say. I was so tickled. We got us a hatchet and lit out in the worst snowstorm you just about ever saw. We had to fight our way through the deep snow already on the ground, across the branch, and up the steep bank to the road. The nearest evergreens were pretty far up in the hill. It was hard going, slick ice in under the soft snow, and to cap it all off, it began to snow even harder, the wind slapping it right into our faces. We couldn't see a hand before us, and the wind was blowing so hard we couldn't stand. Mom grabbed my hand. "Have to go back," she hollered above the storm noise. Well, I began to cry. I knew if we went back, it'd be too bad to come out again after this storm, and Christmas would pass and no tree. "Come on," I said. She sounded mad. Then she said, "I see us a tree we can get to. Don't have to be a pine now, does it?" Down by the branch across from our house were growing some little sycamore saplings, and Mom took the hatchet and cut down one of them. It didn't have any leaves, but the little woolly winter tags were hanging right pretty all through the limbs of it. We took that tree home and propped it up in the front room, and that night after supper we decorated it. Let's see. We cut colored paper out of old catalogs and tied them here and there with bright wool threads. And we strung popcorn and hung it around. And the next morning when we got up, there were big apples, saved for winter in the cellar hole, hanging from the branches. Under the tree was a big plate of molasses candy Mom had made. As I look back on it now, it was a kind of queer Christmas tree, but to us all then it was the prettiest thing we'd ever laid eyes on. We just couldn't get away from it. I remember the whole house was full of the good smell of the wine saps. That was the happiest Christmas.
Star of the east, the horizon adorning, God.